Today on Real Radio.
What am I producing for others is the question every Christian must stop today and ask themselves. Under that, what kind of fruit comes out of me? You say, Jack, I don't like the question. You and I don't like the question. I've been struggling with this question for days. I don't like it. You know why? It's because I got to look at it. This is reality. This cuts right to the chase.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series through the New Testament narrative written by Luke. We're in chapter 6, taking a look at verses 43 through 45. It's a section where the Messiah uses an agriculture analogy to explain how we think and speak. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs in a presentation called Trees, Treasures, and Talk.
Luke chapter 6, 43 to 45, not many verses. Believe me, it's all we can take. With what the Lord is going to be teaching us this morning, it is to the heart. Oh, I hope we have a tummy for this. I've been studying for this and it's been eating me up. And this is like one of those things where you get up in the morning and you look into the mirror. Now, the good thing about me is my eyesight is fading so fast that when I get up in the morning and look in the mirror, I look just fine. Because I can't see a thing. And that's okay, because you know what? My teeth are starting to get really sensitive too. My dentist tells me I grind my teeth at night, so they're going to try to do something about that. And it makes it very hard to eat things. It hurts to eat. But see, I've been putting on weight, so now I have to eat less because my teeth hurt. So maybe I'll lose weight now. So that's a good thing. See, as you get older, it gets great. You can't eat as much because your teeth hurt, and you look better because your eyes are fading. And so as we look at this and as we consider the things that Jesus is speaking to us, you got to look at it just head on. And it may generate some feelings, but you and I need to be very careful that we don't walk out on what the Holy Spirit's saying to us. What I'm going to tell you is a teaching here that Jesus gave to the disciples that were in front of him, but most scholars believe that just beyond them was the general populace of people that were gathered around, and off to the side somewhere, pictured in your mind, is the contingent of the Pharisees, the lawyers, the scribes, those that were there representing Judaism for Israel. They're all dressed up and got their robes on and watching every step Jesus makes. They can't stand him by now. He had been healing on the Sabbath. That got them all upset because he was working on the Sabbath. Look, when your God ain't nothing to heal on the Sabbath. And listen, they took the word of God and reinterpreted to the people and made it something grievous when Jesus then began to teach them concerning the law of the Sabbath. The reality of it. They didn't like that either. There's a man that was crippled and Jesus heals him. They didn't like that either. Those religious representatives would have been the last people on the earth that you would have wanted to hang around. And they were jealous about that too. Because everybody was making their way to Jesus. And it's a wonderful thing to realize. Do you realize that if Jesus was teaching this morning and you and I were there, there'd be another 2,000 plus people gathered around him still, among others, because we want to hear what he has to say. But listen, church, when he speaks, it's not always rosy. When he speaks, it's not always something that just puts a smile on your face. This morning, he's going to speak, and it's going to cause us to look inside, to search and to see what we're really made of. The title of the message this morning is Trees, Treasures, and Talk. That's what he's going to speak to us about and how much it relates to our very soul. And by the way, before we get into point number one, keep this in mind. While Jesus is teaching, he's in the Galilee region. And very quickly, God expects produce. He expects fruit. He expects fruit from your life, from my life, and from, for that matter, plants and trees themselves. In the Galilee, 700 plus feet below sea level, it's summer just about all year round. Did you know that? And for those of us who have been, we're always amazed at the orange trees, lemon trees, fig trees, the various nuts. And I'm not talking about the Californians on our bus. I'm talking about the nuts that are growing. Tomatoes, apples. The King David apples from Israel. Apples, mangoes, papayas, bananas. In fact, I've seen more bananas in Israel growing than I've ever seen anywhere else on the planet. Israel. The Lord tells us, by the way, we shouldn't be surprised about that. The Lord says in Isaiah 27:6 that the days will come when Jacob will take root and Israel will bud and blossom and fill the whole world with its fruit. And God is doing that with Israel. It produces. Here Jesus is teaching wonderful, lush area, but he's going to be talking about treasures of heart, fruit being produced out of your life. And that being true, that being the real reality of who and what you are, it's going to be something that is able to be taken into the laboratory and looked at and discerned. I mean, you could really touch and really feel the evidence of a real Christian. That's what Jesus is talking about. As fruitful and productive as an apple tree is, which produces apples, Jesus is going to say a Christian is going to produce Christian things. And if you remember in our previous studies, he had been warning us to not judge other people with a condescending attitude of being critical. In fact, remember, Jesus said that how dare you look at somebody and begin to scold them about the little speck that's in their eye when you've got a beam hanging out of your own eye. Jesus said, how dare you do that? We are not to look at somebody and issue a condemning verdict about their lives. We are not to judge in condemning someone. Now he's going to turn right around, and it's going to look like he's saying something contradictory, but he's not at all. You and I have no authority to condemn someone, nor should we ever imagine that. Who are we? And yet, it's in the human heart to turn and attack people and to pull them down. It's evil. It's in every human heart to put somebody down or to attack them with some critical observation. And yet, what we're supposed to do as believers, as real true Christians, we are to look at one another's lives. I want to stress one another. You're to look at me, I'm to look at you. And by watching one another's life, we are to make a discerning observation by inspection whether a person is a Christian or bears evidence of a Christian life or not. It's not the same thing. Are you with me, everyone? This is very critical. We are to not walk up to somebody and say, you're going to hell, you this, you're going to fry, oh man, are you going to burn, oh boy, you better get, you know, asbestos underwear because you're going down, man. You can't do that. And yet the Christian church has got a black eye because people do that. What we are supposed to do is that when we see one another's lives in the positive, we are to conclude, man, that's a Christian. I want to be around them. That's a Christian. I can trust them. Or that person says they're a Christian. I'm having a hard time finding the evidence that backs that up. That's not a condemning observation. You know what? You've often heard it said that we as Christians are to be fruit inspectors. That's a good way of looking at it. And we're going to be looking at that this morning in our study. Luke chapter 6, beginning at verse 43, Jesus says, for a good tree does not bear bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For men do not gather figs from thorns, and they do not gather grapes from a bramble bush or a tumbleweed. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. Just few verses, very powerful. What do we learn from this in our study? Look at this. Number one, jot it down if you would. Trees, treasures, and talk. Verses 43 to 44, what am I producing for others? Jot that down. What kind of fruit comes out of me is what Jesus wants me to ask myself in the sermon he's giving. A little bit of background as to this sermon. Scholars and commentaries will tell you that we are looking at right now what is referred to as the Great Sermon. There's the Sermon on the Mount you all know about. There's the Olivet Discourse, you all know about that. This is known as the Great Sermon. And this is one of the reasons why. He's inviting us, look, what am I producing for others is the question every Christian must stop today and ask themselves. Under that, what kind of fruit comes out of me? You say, Jack, I don't like the question. You and I don't like the question. I've been struggling with this question for days. I don't like it. You know why? It's because I got to look at it. This is reality. This cuts right to the chase of whatever we're proclaiming. So what kind of fruit is coming out of my life? Jesus is speaking this to the disciples, and they had to listen to this. You say, Jack, if he kept that up, how's he ever going to get people to follow him? He didn't care about that. Jesus cared about the truth. And I want to ask you this morning, do you really care about the truth? Do I really care about the truth? Then what Jesus says, which is truth, I need to listen to and apply. So the first thing I realize in verse 43 is that when it says every good tree does not bear bad fruit or cannot bear bad fruit, but nor does a bad tree bear good fruit, I realize something right now. Jesus is stating, in light of the Pharisees, who were all dressed up religiously but had no fruit of a relationship with God, that he's talking about hypocrisy and the dangers of it. Nobody appreciates hypocrisy. Jesus is saying a real Christian produces fruit and it's good. Somebody may pretend or say that they're a Christian and they produce stuff that's bad. What is produced in the end of the day, listen, confirms what they're saying. This is very important because if I'm going to be producing something in my life, in other words, what's coming out of my life, is it something that bears witness of the fact that I know God? Here's the amazing thing. It's sad right now that I'm up here elevated in front of you. That's only because I can see and the people in the back can see me. Imagine for a moment, as it truly is, we are all in the same playing field. I'm not above you. You're not above me. We are children of God. We've put our trust in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And how are we to exist with each other? No one is supposed to walk around here granting one another some sort of a great respect just lifting somebody up for specialty sake. It's not right. We are sinners saved by the grace of God. We are on our way to heaven. Yes, all of us have been called to various manifestations of the gifts of the Holy Spirit regarding the body of Christ, the church. I'm a pastor teacher. You may be an evangelist. Someone over here has got the gift of exhortation. Someone over here has the gift of giving or faith or mercy or whatever's listed there in the scriptures. But we are all one in Christ. Now, having said that, it matters how you and I live with each other. What kind of producing is flowing forth out of my life? What kind of fruit comes out of my life? If I can't find any, then I'm a pretender. I'm not for real. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, Paul the Apostle told the church at Galatia, he said, don't be deceived. The word actually means in the Greek, stop it. It's a strong word. It's like what a parent would say to a kid that's doing something wrong. In the English, it's do not be deceived. It sounds like an option. In the Greek, it is emphatic. Stop. Stop what? Stop deceiving yourselves. That's what he says. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Strong words. Whatever you plug into physically, you're going to reap of that physically. If I go over here and lick the wall socket right there, I'm going to reap of the fruit of that. And I'm not going to like it. Whatever I'm putting into my life is going to come out. When we talk about fruit, When we talk about sowing, when we talk about reaping, this is a natural law. And what I'm living for, are you living for Jesus? Then you can bank on a fruitful, happy, and a successful life in God. God will bless you. Are you living for yourself? It's going to be rough. But notice the qualifier in logic of what Jesus is saying. He is saying that if a tree is good, it's going to be bearing good fruit. If a tree is bad, it's going to be bearing bad fruit. What the tree really is what's hanging on its branches. So the fruit confirms what the tree is. Watch this. If I had right here, and if I would have been thinking, I would have gotten a prop. I could have had a palm tree here with a sign on it, like from Home Depot, that it's an apple tree. You would pay no attention to what the label is. Are you with me, everyone? You know what a palm tree looks like. You live in the land of palm trees, and you know what a palm tree looks like. But the sign says on it, apple tree. Do you think anybody would come up and say, what a strange looking apple tree? Oh, you would laugh at them. You'd say, what are you, crazy? It's a palm tree. Somebody put what? The wrong label on the tree. And that's exactly true. A person can say they're Christians. Jesus was saying, you guys are following me? You're my disciples? Well, let's get this one thing straight right now. A bad tree produces bad fruit. A good tree produces good fruit. You can't be a bad tree and wind up with good fruit, and you can't be a good tree and wind up with bad fruit in the end. You will produce that which your roots are sunk into, and the fruit will confirm your proclamation. This palm tree will never be an apple tree, no matter how big and bright the label stating apple is displayed. You can say all day long, I'm a Christian. I don't care what you say, I'm a Christian. The only way that that can be true is if the fruit that's hanging on the end of your branches at the end of the day back it up. You see, nobody wants to hear this. I would have just gladly skipped right on over to Luke chapter 7. This serious stuff. You understand? This is what's wrong with the church today in the world. You can be all kinds of things. You know, I just saw, by the way, on the news, just now before service, the two Fox News reporters were released by that Al-Qaeda terrorist group. Praise the Lord for that. They asked, how did they get released? Now, you and I would have a hard time with his answer. I would have a hard time with his answer. They said all we had to do was say on camera that we've received Islam as our religion, and they put down the guns and they let us go. I just saw that in the news 30 minutes ago. Peter did that. When they said, don't you know Jesus? Peter said, I don't even know the man. Peter denied Christ. Now, these men are perhaps, I don't know the story, perhaps they're not believers in Jesus. Let's just start with that. Done under duress. I understand all that. But something's wrong. I'm sitting there listening to their proclamation, we are now Muslims. And you got this feeling that these two really European-looking American dudes don't mean what they're saying. The label is on them. Something doesn't connect. The sign can say whatever it says, but what's on the inside? God knows that. Well, not only that, listen to this. Jot this down. Verse 44, we learn this. What am I producing for others? What fruit is coming out of me is me. Doesn't that sound funny? I know that grammatically kind of weird, but the fruit that's coming out of me, guess what? It is me. If I'm standing here right now, and at the end of the day, an orange is right here. I can't deny it's an orange. It is an orange. You can come up and smell it. It smells like an orange. And you can bite it. You can even make orange juice out of it. Guess what? It is an orange. I could tell you, but I'm an apple. I want to be an apple tree. Really bad. If I'm producing oranges at the end of the day, guess what I am? I'm an orange tree. But as a Christian, if the Spirit of God is working in my life at the end of the day, there's going to be things that speak about Jesus at the end of my life, at the end of my day. And it's true about your life. It's true about my life. What I say doesn't matter. What comes out at the end of the day, that's the reality. I can say anything I want, but does the evidence back it up? What is coming out of my life by way of fruit? It is me. Verse 44 says, every tree is known by its own fruit. It's almost like that tree's got eyeballs, and it looks right there and says, well, there's an avocado. I guess I'm an avocado tree. Yes, that's right. But what's coming out of my life? It speaks about who I really am, and there's no getting away from it. Are you a blessing to people? Do other people love to see you coming? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Do people shut their shades and lock their door when you pull up? Wherever you go, are you the bummer? Are you the bad-mouthed one? Are you the ill-temper? Are you the angry one? Are you the one that is going to church on Sunday, but you're anything but for the rest of the week? Then you're not real. You may be all dressed up, but what is coming out of you is completely different. It's very serious. Thirdly, what I'm producing for others is something that's coming out of my life that produces life. Does it produce life? Is it something that will reproduce in life? Should I be like you? Should you be like me? Together, should we have the evidence that we are Christians following Christ? See, the beautiful thing, no matter how big this church ever gets, if we keep our eyes on Jesus, we will be flowing and growing together. And there's no way around it. It's just the natural result of the supernatural work of God. And so, is what's going on in my life and in your life something that's reproducible in life? Do we even want it reproduced? Note this. Jesus said, "For men do not gather figs from thorns, nor do they gather grapes from a bramble bush." That's a very, very strong statement. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 10, Paul says that we, as believers, may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. That's the life of the Christian. Can you and I say that in the next 6 months, church, listen, are you listening? In the next 6 months, will you and I be able to say from today, we have grown more in our knowledge of God? And we now, listen, yes, we'll be able to say it, I trust and pray, but in absolute unison with that statement is the proof, the fruit, that my life has borne fruit these next 6 months. Here's the challenge. God is desiring for your life and mine, for us in the next 6 months to produce the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. We don't have to do that other than be in the Word of God and sow to the things of the Spirit. God will do the rest.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, in a presentation called Trees, Treasures, and Talk, taken from the New Testament account written by Luke chapter 6 and verses 43 through 45. Part of our journey through this New Testament narrative, which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, last week, in commemoration of Passion Week, as we call it, we brought to you Pastor Jack's presentation called When Hope Arrives. It's quite the appropriate message for non-believers, as Pastor Jack was in true evangelistic form, talking about the suffering, the death, the atonement, and the resurrection of the divine Messiah, Jesus. Well, we're still making that available for your gift to the ongoing work of Real Radio of any amount. It's available on DVD. Just ask for When Hope Arrives. When Hope Arrives. There's more than one way to get in touch. You can call us at 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. It's a toll-free number. You can also visit us at realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org. Or you can send in your tax-deductible contribution to Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Of course, all of our contact information can always be found at realradioactive.org. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ. and in His Word.
Inside, You shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.